Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Have you noticed that some experiences that seemed like big problems before just dissolve when you expand your awareness? That some things that might have seemed totally impossible for you before, like finding an amazing partner or getting that promotion or buying a property that you wanted or experiencing some amazing higher spiritual state, now are possible, just like that, because something has changed within you. And yet, despite these successes, there are deeper patterns that kind of refuse to move no matter what you do, that no matter how much you try to keep your higher awareness, you slip into the mundane and then kind of forget for hours and then, oops, realize much later that you were not in the alignment anymore. Or even if you created some financial success, there's always this fear like losing it all in scarcity somehow or not having enough. Perhaps that's something that's recurring in there as a deeper pattern. Or maybe that after all your efforts of being spiritually conscious person, you find yourself judging the hell out of yourself or your neighbor or someone else and then feel discouraged and maybe even a little embarrassed when you realize that. Or despite working so hard to be aligned with your soul, doing all the correct things, sometimes you still have no idea what your purpose is, why you're here, what you're meant to do, how to allow the next full expression of yourself. Do you have in your life one of those super annoying problems that refuses to budge, even though you seem to be doing very well with everything else? Just think about that. I bet you do. This is something I hear so often from my students. Experience of, okay, everything is kind of great, but this one thing, it just doesn't seem to go anywhere. So in this lesson, we are going to explore why this happens and more importantly, how to finally change that so that you can move past that into a completely different reality. We're all faced with all sorts of challenges, but those are great opportunities that are just in disguise. In nature, no organism changes or evolves ever unless it's challenged. That's just how this environment works. It requires the external pressure that then causes transformation. We don't just get up and say, I think I need to be something different than I am. We feel that we bump into something that we don't like or something within us that doesn't match how we'd like to see ourselves. So that becomes then an internal challenge. That pressure leads to the shift in gene expression all the way down to your physical body. And that's what then changes how proteins in your body are made, which proteins are made, which genes are turned on, which turn off, which alters your physical body and your capacity to experience reality. You literally change your body when you modify something based on some challenge that you moved past. So whether it's thicker fur for the winter for the animals, or maybe longer limbs to reach fruit, you know, maybe stronger muscles to overrun the predator, or more elaborate brain to be able to outthink the problem, the challenge catalyze evolution of all species on this planet. This is true for us too, obviously, since we are species on this planet. We meet challenges with people, places, situations, conditions, and those serve as pressure points for the transformation that we meant to experience. Some of those are soul design challenges, so they plant before the incarnation for a specific purpose of evolving you. Others are karmic recreations of old trauma loops that have not been processed and require your attention in order to be completed, so you finally collapse the loop. But the reason for both is the same: to push us to evolve. Okay? So challenges are never random, especially the ones that are on repeat. And in this 3D reality, you do not change until you're challenged. But unfortunately, most people see these challenges as some sort of problems or triggers, something to fix, something in the way of what you desire. But from the higher perspective, challenges are initiations into a higher vibrational state. They exist to help you evolve. The main misconception that most people have is that they meet their challenges with the same level of consciousness that created the challenge. You try to solve the issue at the same mind that shaped by the issue. You reach for the memories, your internal database of how things were before, and you respond emotionally in the same way as you always have. But emotions are residues of the past, right? They are energy in motion from what already has happened. Something initiated that emotion, and now it's just rolling along in the timeline. So if you're experiencing a habitual emotion, that's actually from the past. It's not the current thing. This means that when you react to the current challenge from the same emotional state, you kind of lock yourself in the past. You're not in the present anymore. You're literally living in the same energy as before, day by day. Getting triggered, looping the same thought patterns, feeling the same, thinking the same, reacting the same, experiencing life the same. You're just recycling reality. And your body is along for the ride, right? Because you can't separate yourself from the body. It's just coming along. It follows your energy. It follows your mind. So chemically, you are reinforcing the same problem over and over and over without even realizing it. And this is why it can feel like you're doing all the right things, like meditating and journaling and healing yourself and working on yourself and visualizing whatever it is that you would like to experience, and yet still not moving the needle. This could feel so frustrating, right? If you're stuck in the same frequency where the problem exists, you are not going to find the solution. You can't, because the solution lives at a different vibrational level than where you are. You must vibrate at a different frequency, a higher level of consciousness, to shift out of this problem. If you are still seeing it through the lens of your past, you are not in the field of the possibilities. You are limited in the tunnel vision of the past. You are not in the now. You are in the past. You are not in the now. And of course, you're not in the quantum experience of reality either. So you kind of turn off the multidimensionality as well. Where you place your attention is where you place your energy. That's just the universal law. So if you have a strong emotion about a challenge or a person or a problem, you are giving that situation a lot of attention, like a circular worry, what if they judge me? Or habitual, I never get this right, like this yelling at yourself in your mind. Or maybe it's a discouraging, no matter what I do, it just won't work. You're giving your power away to the challenge, to that person, to that circumstance. And so there is no power left to do the change with. Right? So to change something, you need to have charge. If the charge is used up incorrectly, you know, see, that's how we recreate the problem instead of manifesting the new reality we desire. You're giving your life force to the very thing that you want to release. It doesn't make any sense, and yet we do this all the time. That's the false matrix programming. This means that you become the reason why the problem isn't changing, which keeps you trapped and food for the sources that are interested in maintaining control over us. And we don't want that anymore, right? So because you haven't changed your vibration, you become the reason for the problem that's not changing, and you keep giving your life force to the thing that you want to release. So then there's not enough life force available for you to do the change with. Okay. What do most people typically do then? We try to solve the problem at the same level that it was created. What the Solar Council calls matter-to-matter approach. We push, we force, we hustle harder, and we try to predict or control the outcome somehow, hoping to avoid disappointment and pain. We micromanage everything. We bargain. We manipulate the hell out of it. We compete, trying to win somehow. We obsess over it. We think of every possible way to fix it, but the problem remains the same. Sounds familiar? Well, this is sort of a part of a human condition. We are taught to believe that the hard work and control and mental over-efforting will solve everything. But this kind of strategy only takes you so far, and it will never actually move you out of the timeline that is encoded with limitation. It just can't. To truly change your reality, you have to go beyond the familiar structures of matter into the field of infinite possibilities, where all the infinite realities already exist. In quantum physics, there is an infinite number of possible realities in the quantum field. And every time consciousness measures or sort of observes the reality, it chooses a timeline. And all the possibilities still exist, just in parallel realities. So think about that. Every moment, every outcome, every decision, there are countless realities branching off, each one slightly or massively different than others. In other words, instead of a single reality of form, which is particles, there are countless realities where are waves manifesting in each realities in a different form or a different particle structure, right? What we consider form is essentially collapsed potential into a particle. So quantum system is a wave function holding all potential states simultaneously. Past, present, future all coexist in that field. But the moment you direct your focus, you focus on something, the wave collapses and one reality becomes your observational now. Like this is what you are observing now. That's the only reality that then exists for you. But the rest are still there, still real, still accessible even. Those alternate timelines are all connected. They are simultaneous to each other. And they are always evolving and progressing and moving, and some nearly identical to your current life, with maybe like one key difference or something like that, while the other ones can be wildly different, like completely different reality for you that involves very massive change. And the one you experience as real depends entirely on your vibration. You exist in one timeline. Because your body is anchored there and you only got one body. So yes, it's possible to step into another timeline. A new one where everything kind of looks like your current reality. Same people maybe in your life, places you go to, things that you can recognize appear exactly the same, except that you are different. So one key difference. We're talking about timeline that is not completely different world where you, I don't know, different species. We're talking about when you're still on Earth, you still have your life, pretty much everything just about the same, but not because you are different. The problem that once plagued your existence just doesn't exist here in this version of your life. So that's the one key difference that we're after when we want to shift timelines. That's the quantum jumping of the timelines. It's not completely new reality where everything is different and you're, I don't know, in a completely different body. But you are in a different body because you're different you, even though everything is very similar. This is not a fantasy. This is not some spiritual imagining or something like that. This is like literally backed by the universal law and the quantum physics that we so far have and many that we don't even understand. In this lesson, we are going to go beyond simply shifting your awareness to a different perception. We want to learn to physically move you to a new timeline. That will be so awesome. I'm so excited to teach this for you. Like literally load a new avatar into this game of life and step into it. How awesome is that? Oh my God. So that's what we want to do today. But the key is to do that, you must vibrate differently. Your current frequency, the sum of all your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, energetic states that you experience, all of this anchors you in your current timeline. And this frequency determines the version of reality that you are going to experience. That is your current avatar in this simulation. If you want to be in a different timeline, in this simulation, then you have to vibrate at the different frequency and load yourself a different avatar. Then you have a different experience of reality because your body is in a different state. It's a new version of yourself. Because in this simulation, you are the software. Your beliefs, your broadcast, your level of consciousness, and your body, it's the hardware. You do not change the hardware by like hammering it, right? You change the software and then the hardware follows. So let's look at the quantum jumping itself. To actually change a timeline, you must change your vibrational signature. And that means stepping beyond the known, beyond the familiar, into the quantum field. Here's the process in the simplest form. You disconnect from what is known. You arrive at the quantum field, the unknown. You drop your quantum anchor there into the timeline that holds what you desire, and you bring your body into that timeline. You load your new avatar and step into it. I have described this process in every possible detail in the lesson of manifesting the new timeline and changing your reality. So definitely go check that out if you want a refreshment or if you for some reason haven't seen it. Definitely make sure you do so because that's going to give you much deeper understanding of how this timeline process and quantum field response and anchoring within it, how all of that works. I will put the link in description again, just so you have the refreshment if needed. Here, we are focusing on the fourth step of this process mostly, which is bringing your body into the new timeline. To do this, you must pull your awareness away from everything familiar. Your body, your identity, people in your life, circumstances, your memories, even the sense of time itself, all of that, and shift into the unknown. Enter into the quantum field, the field of possibilities, where all timelines coexist. This is the state of pure consciousness, the dissolution of self into source so that you have access. You're not referencing anything from your current life. You're not remembering anything. You're not projecting out into the future. You're just being in that state. In that state, you forget where you are. You stop predicting what's coming. You exit linear time altogether and just be in the now moment, which is the spherical time. You dissolve your identity. You become oneness. You become the void. From this place, beyond time, beyond thought, you have access to the quantum where all unmanifest potentials live. That's the place we are after. Here, you are pure consciousness, universal intelligence, not personal intelligence. You won't be aware of other dimensions either in this state, by the way. Everything just, you just go sort of beyond all the structures of the universe altogether in oneness, where there are infinite possibilities in the immaterial, non-tangible, unmanifest, no form. And the moment you become aware of a new possibility, one that matches your soul's desire, that awareness actually shifts your frequency. the act of witnessing it changes your broadcast, because you cannot perceive a new possibility without vibrating in harmony with it in a quantum field. So when you connect to that reality in the quantum, even for a moment, your energy changes. You start broadcasting a new frequency, and that frequency begins anchoring into a new timeline, and this is how you begin to load your new avatar. I know it sounds kind of big. I will break it all down into small details. You will understand how to literally do it. It's totally awesome process that the Solar Console uses, and I'm so glad that I can teach you this finally. So you must be able to feel the frequency. It's not enough to intellectually choose a new timeline. You must feel it emotionally within yourself. It's not possible to manifest a new avatar and a new reality if you cannot imagine, feel, and see it for yourself. Okay? Let me repeat that. This is very important. It is not possible to manifest a new reality, new avatar, if you cannot imagine, feel, and see it. So it's not like, oh, I want something better, God, give me something better. Or, well, I trust my guides and angels that they're going to bring me to some experience where somehow everything is okay. That is not what we're talking about. We're talking about literally becoming a different you. So some precision and quite high level of it is required here in order to be able to anchor this correctly. So once you can imagine, feel, and see it, the shift happens when you experience relief. You experience gratitude and joy and lightness of your new self, and you feel it in the new body that is formed within the avatar. That's the moment your broadcast becomes real and your reality changes. So let's look at some examples here. I was thinking of how I can explain this, so I came up with two ways of sort of give you as an example. So here's the first example. Let's say you want to experience ease and flow in your life, but in your current timeline, everything feels hard. You're stuck in patterns of struggle or confusion or over-efforting, and you constantly notice how difficult things are. Like, you just keep fixating and like, oh God, this is so hard. Oh, why does it take so much? Oh, why is this so complicated, or something like that? The energy of flow is like nowhere in sight in this timeline. But in a quantum field, of course, the thought of ease produces the frequency of ease. So you can enter the quantum field, connect to the universal intelligence, and become aware of the version of reality where you already live in flow. That awareness begins to shift your frequency. You start to feel light, free, uplifted, spacious. You literally begin to experience the new reality already. And suddenly, synchronicities start to show up in your life. Maybe you get a sign or invitation or a breakthrough. And you know that you have entered a new timeline. You're now in a different reality, because the very ease you wanted, you didn't effort towards it. It just arrived. But it's not that ease arrived into your life. It's you arrived into the life where ease happens. Okay? Or another example, let's say you desire financial abundance. That's a pretty common one for many of you. But in a current timeline, every time you think about money, you feel scarcity. You feel stress, you feel lack. That's where your mind goes. What I don't have, instead of the abundance that you wish you had. The thought of abundance actually activates the energy of not having in the current timeline. But again, in the quantum field, though, the idea of abundance vibrates at a totally different frequency. It feels open, relaxed, radiant, generous. So if you can access that version of reality, because you're now in the quantum field where the problem of lack does not even exist, you truly feel the energy of that reality and let yourself vibrate with it, you can start to load the new avatar. And then your frequency changes, your vibration lifts, and you begin to experience the reality in the tangible way, but differently, because now it has abundance. The opportunity arises somehow in your life, or focus shifts, and you notice different things, more positive, abundant things in your life. You realize that you're no longer in the same place, even though things sort of look the same, but your perception of reality changed because now it has more abundance. Okay? So what is this avatar I keep talking about? It has nothing to do with the movie. We're talking about this from slightly different perspective. So let me explain. This is going to be fun. The solar console looks at this planetary experience in various timelines within the main Earth timeline. So think of it like many timelines, and they all bundle together inside the Earth. So if you think of a planet with all the material things as hardware and the experience of perceptions of those things as software, you begin to understand how simulation actually works. In this simulation, your avatar is your energy identity. This version of you that operates within a specific timeline, specific beliefs, limitations, talents, frequencies, karmic patterns, and so on. That is your avatar here. Your body, your matter vehicle that you inhabit now because you incarnate, that's your hardware. Your personality, your beliefs, your broadcast, your energetic programming, that's your software. Okay? So it should be pretty clear by now. And the planet itself is the operating platform. So the quantum anchor point in this particular multidimensional reality occurs within this operating system. So here is how it all fits together, I guess, to simplify this. The hardware is your biology, your cells, your matter body. The software is your energetic coding, your frequency, your archetypes, your soul aligned templates, and so on. The simulation, that is the evolutionary environment, Earth and timelines within this reality. And you, as a soul, you're playing the game by choosing which avatar to embody at any given moment within this system. You've been loaded into the version of yourself, the current one, but it's not the only version out there available. There are countless other avatars already encoded in this simulation, each one slightly different configuration, different frequencies, different habits, different life circumstances, different biology even. All of them are you. But those are different versions of you, and all of them exist. That's really cool to understand. And through consciousness and frequency, you can select a new one. So you see why I'm talking about sort of like everything that remains sort of the same, but not because you're shifting your avatar within timelines that are kind of similar. So we're talking about just a little bit, like 1, 2, 5, 10 degree shifts, teeny little changes. But you literally load yourself into a new avatar. This is how manifestation works in this simulation. So let's make it practical. Imagine yourself inside a video game and you are currently running an avatar 3.0. It has certain strengths, some built-in challenges to overcome, a history of struggle perhaps in particular areas. It has a set of unconscious programs that are part of it as well, and a timeline then reflects all of that. Now imagine you gain access to the game's operating system. Inside it, you discover the menu of alternate avatars. There's a 3.2, 3.3, 5.3, 8.2, and so on. Like, there are many different avatar versions you didn't know about. Each one already designed, already encoded, already existing in its own timeline that is similar but a little different. You don't need to create it from scratch. You don't need to fix your current timeline or your current avatar either. You simply choose a new avatar that matches your soul desire and you load yourself into it. You download that new software and your body, the hardware, follows the new avatar. Reality shifts. The experience of your thoughts, emotions is different. It's now synchronized with the new avatar. You vibrate at the higher frequency and your external life begins to rearrange itself to match the internal alignment of the new avatar perception. This is what we're doing here. We're not just visualizing change. That's like not at all what you want. I mean, it's probably nice for a bit just to kind of practice this muscle, but it's not going to create the actual change. We are consciously, deliberately, and energetically selecting a new avatar inside this simulation and manifesting a new body to match that choice. That's what we want to do here. Cool, right? This is how you shift timelines. This is how you load a new avatar. This is how you embody a new body within this simulation and create a very different experience for yourself. It happens in 5 steps, which I'm going to describe here because as I promised, I'm going to break this down into tangible things. I'm going to give you the secrets of the solar console here. This is the PhD level of manifestation. So buckle up. This is going to be interesting. So step one is become conscious of your negative experiences and extract the lesson. This is related to whatever we're talking about, like one consistent pattern that you want to change or something like that. So you must start by facing your current reality with honesty. What isn't working? What loops keep repeating? What is this pattern trying to teach you? Until you consciously witness the distortion, you cannot move beyond that. You must learn your lesson to be released from the current timeline. So the first step is acknowledgement, awareness, ownership. This step you cannot skip. Many people just want to go into, oh, let me manifest something new and amazing. The reason you are where you are is because, remember, challenges are lessons, right? They're not here to tell you you're bad or something. They are here because something hasn't been learned. So you can't just be unhooked or somehow disengaged from the current timeline if the lesson is unfinished. Learning the lesson is kind of the key to being able to shift the timelines. There are two ways. Like sometimes we have learned the lesson already, we already know all of this, but we just get stuck in the habit. Then yes, you just acknowledge, okay, this is what the lesson, I understand it. Now I'm ready to play with the different energies and expand. But sometimes people haven't actually looked at what the lesson is. They're just saying, it's uncomfortable, I want to get away from it. And remember, you can never create something away from something. You can only create forward. Like you can only create abundance from abundance. You cannot create it from scarcity. So that's why step one is always look for the lesson, learn the lesson, understand what it is, make sure that you got this within your system. Now we can progress to the step two, which is envision a new reality that contains what you do want without what you don't. This isn't about fantasy. This is literally about frequency. You must imagine vividly and emotionally what it would feel like in your life without the problem. To embody the new version of you that is beyond the issue. What's happening in that version of your life? Who are you being in that new version? Because that is different. Remember, different frequency where the problem does not exist. So it's a different you vibrating differently. So here we want to vividly and emotionally imagine, envision, experience. Now, number three is step out of the current avatar and dissolve into oneness. This is the access point to the quantum field of possibilities. You leave behind the identity, form, personality, expectations that you currently have. All of this is gone. You become pure awareness, a consciousness in the field, dissolved, unhooked from the timeline you're currently in. This is where you enter the operating system of the simulation. Without that part, also, nothing happens. A lot of times people skip that. They go into like, okay, I imagine, envision whatever it is I want. So step two, and now I just want to go ahead and like step there. But if you haven't entered the operating system of the simulation, you do not have access to those things, which means you're just imagining stuff. You're just making it up. Making it up might be fun if you're a child, but since we're here grown-ups that actually wanting to manifest a new avatar in our timeline and shift, that means you cannot skip this step. You literally need access to the operating system. So that is the step three, and you gain access here to the universal intelligence. You enter the infinite menu of timelines and avatars that you can pick from. This is an important place to step into, which brings us to number four step. That is broadcast the frequency of your desired reality and find the matching avatar. This is the fun part that everybody wants to do. Here, your energy signature is your access key. As you vibrate in harmony with this new timeline where your desire is, your matching avatar becomes visible to you, available to you, because you're holding the frequency beacon for what is it that you desire. You don't chase after it. It essentially resonates with you and finds you. So you become, ding, like a frequency match to each other. And because frequency is the organizing principle in the quantum field, this matching vibration connects you to the correct version of yourself. It becomes you in a new frequency, just like that. So here you obviously need to know what is it you want prior to starting this process, how this feels and everything that we discovered in a step two. And then you just hold that frequency and vibrate it. And I will tell you specifically how to do this vibrationally in the meditation that comes with this. Here you modify your home frequency from the old one to the new one. This new one, the old one doesn't exist because we're already in an operating system. We dissolve this. And now this is the one you are experiencing, which brings us to the step five, which is draw your body, your matter, into the new avatar template. This is the fun part. This is where the embodiment happens. Your physical form begins to follow the broadcast of your chosen avatar. Your biology starts to shift. Your decisions change, synchronicities align, simulation reflects this new configuration, and so does your experience. You begin to live within the new avatar. In a timeline where your soul desire is natural, available to you, already encoded, you don't have to go for it, look for it, do something for it. It is because that avatar already programmed with it. You're not escaping reality, you're rewriting it from the inside out. That is, you're stepping into a new set of parameters, essentially. When this happens, you might notice that everything looks the same, but something is different. Your inner experience might feel lighter, or you stop reacting to an old trigger. It's just like, oh, there was a trigger, and I don't have any response to it whatsoever. New opportunities might show up that would be unthinkable before. You like don't even know how this happened, but here it is. You say yes to things that before you didn't even dream a possibility. You feel new emotions, joy, relief, clarity, freedom, not because you force them, not because you're thinking about feeling them and kind of working on feeling them, but because they just kind of pre-installed in the new avatar, so you naturally feel lighter with the new experiences. You didn't fix the old self. You replaced the avatar entirely. And you can now experience the new frequencies because they are pre-installed into that new avatar that you have chosen, with joy, with gratitude, with experience of freedom and abundance and relief that this is just like how it always should be. Like, this is what I've known it could be. Great, because you're now in a different avatar. Because remember, this is the universal law. Where you place your attention is where you place your energy. And where you focus is where you create from. So focus here is a very big key to this process. So if you're focusing all your attention and energy on those new feelings and experiences inside the quantum field, you are existing in the potential reality. You become the avatar that naturally already has everything that you wanted, and thus you experience it in a new reality in the third dimension once your body arrives and matches it. In other words, you are choosing your future before it happens, and feeling the emotion of that future as if it's already here. And in my conscious future method, this is like literally what I'm teaching you here, you are investing your attention and energy into the future, and because of it, you manifest it in 3D, because matter will always follow your mind. Your matter vehicle, the multicellular organism, this is your hardware here, always follows the direction of the avatar, your personality, the software. And your body always follows your mind, like always, this is how it works. And whenever you place your attention and energy, your body literally follows your mind into that reality. And in Transcension School, we go through amazing guided energetic experience that I've prepared for you. That's the meditation that helps you find the new avatar in the quantum realm and embody it so you can manifest your dreams here in a third dimension. So definitely this is something waiting for you. It's going to be really awesome. If you're not in Transcension School for some reason, then this is your invitation. Definitely join so you have access to all this amazing stuff, like the actual transformation within your field versus just data. So if you follow these five steps, you will begin to experience synchronicities, pathways opening up for you to follow as a proof that you are in a new reality, new timeline. You can literally encode that in, that you will remember something that will show you as a proof points for your reticular activating system in your brain that this is happening. This is a really cool process and it actually works. I've done this myself many times. Many of my clients have done that and I'm so glad to be able to teach you how to do this. And vibration here is the key, because understanding how to do this, that's a part of the process, right? Because remember, we did different steps there. So let's say you did it. You enter the quantum. You connected to your new avatar, felt the energy shift. You experienced the emotion of this new reality, like awesome. In the meditation, even it felt very powerful, like, yes, this is it. It's actually happening. But then the music stops and you open your eyes and you re-enter your space. And within minutes, the old patterns creep back into your life and shift you right back to the old avatar. This is the moment where most people lose their new timeline. Not because the timeline was not real. It was. Not because you didn't shift into it or the shift somehow was not valid. It absolutely was. But because the person didn't sustain the frequency once they entered the simulation and opened their eyes in a new timeline. Because remember, frequency is what holds you in a different timeline, right? Your energy signature. This is the mastery. It's not just finding a new timeline, but holding it, walking with it, responding from it to your life. Your external environment is still familiar, right? Because we didn't teleport you to some completely different life. You're still in your surroundings. So the triggers are still in place. Your muscle memory, your habits, your biochemical loops, even in the brain, they still tuned to the reality triggers of the past. So unless you consciously stabilize into that new reality, then the gravitational pull of the old timeline will just tug you right back. To truly manifest that new body we talked about, to live in the new avatar, you must walk through the simulation as if the problem no longer exists. Like, it actually takes mastery and self-awareness to consistently be in that frequency. You must show up from the version of yourself that already whole, already resourced, already in harmony with the desired reality. And yes, that takes practice, which is why we do what we do. It takes mastery. It takes conscious choice consistently. Okay? You will need to reinvest your attention, your energy, your emotional broadcast again and again and again into the new timeline, especially in the moments when your nervous system wants to default to fear, to control, to old patterns, whatever it remembers from the past. This is why we do the work in Transcension School here as a group. This is why this collective field coherence is needed, because it supports your personal embodiment. And you can do incredible things. You can shift from timeline where you have a specific disease to a timeline where you don't have that disease. You can shift from timeline where you have no solution to some financial problem to a timeline where that problem just resolves, dissolves, solutions come just as different circumstances, and suddenly you realize, like, oh my God, it's like totally different. You can shift from a timeline where, let's say, your relationship isn't working to a timeline where it's working, or where is a different, with a different person, and it's magical and you didn't even know almost like how you got there. It was so easy. You literally can change your reality, but it takes effort. You know, no effort equals unconsciousness. Consciousness takes effort, because it's not enough to just have a glimpse of a timeline, glimpse of a new reality. You're here to live in that new avatar, to bring that version into physical form, right? And hold that frequency until the simulation rewrites itself fully, and then you're anchored in a new realm. So this process of quantum jumping takes a little bit of work. So I'm just giving you this up front, which is why so many people don't do it. How many people do you know that quantum jump? Probably not many. I mean, I do this a lot, and I know a lot of my clients do, but this is like, it's very few people because of the self-discipline that it takes to maintain different frequency in order to truly live in the new avatar until it sort of solidifies, if it's the right word. Okay, you have learned a ton today. You just received a high-level solar console transmission on how to shift timelines and embody a new avatar. This is awesome. This is not a fantasy. You actually lived an energetic truth when you were tuning into the things I was talking about. So let's summarize what you have learned here. Challenges are not problems, they are evolution triggers. Your soul designs or permits repeating obstacles to push you into a new level of consciousness. They initiate change, they're not punishments that you endure. We've also learned that you cannot solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it, okay? If you are looping in familiar thoughts and emotions and behaviors, you are staying anchored in the past. And your energy is feeding the very thing that you want to shift. So you're doing the opposite of what you desire. We've also learned that where you place your attention is where you place your energy. This is one of the most important universal laws. Your power flows to what you focus on, consciously or unconsciously, just on repeat autopilot. So attention equals creation. Really big key to manifesting what you desire. We also looked at us living in the simulation, Earth as the quantum platform here, and your physical body being the hardware, and your consciousness being the software that you run within the simulation, and you do not have to fix your avatar, you can upgrade it. Okay, we also learn about alternate timelines, that they already exist. The quantum field holds infinite versions of you. You do not have to create the new you from scratch. You just need to match the vibration of an avatar that already lives the reality that you desire to live. We also looked at quantum jumping itself and that it requires an energetic presence. You must disconnect from the known, dissolve into oneness, attune to the desired reality from there. This unlocks the timeline, allows you to find a matching avatar, and then anchors you into it. We've also looked at manifestation, that it happens through vibration, not effort. So when you feel the frequencies of the new reality in your body, like relief, like joy, like gratitude, you shift your broadcast naturally, and the quantum field begins to reorganize around the new identity. So then when you pop out of the quantum field into your reality, it's reorganized to match the new avatar. We have also looked at how your body follows your mind, always. As you maintain your broadcast of the new avatar, your biology actually shifts. New opportunities, thoughts, habits, synchronicities arise, but also it could be that there were certain proteins active and then they become modified, or some genes were active and now they turned off and so on. So literally your biology modifies, proving that you are in the new reality. That's a really awesome part of fully adding the body into the new avatar. And the last thing we looked at is stabilization of the new timeline being the key of actually living in that timeline. Shifting into a new timeline is only the beginning. You must maintain it, live from it, and walk in a world as if this problem does not exist anymore. I know that you like want to finally convert those challenges into wisdom and move past them. I know that you want to step into the new timeline of your dreams and actually hold on to it, and that you just can't wait to play with the new avatar that you can create and shift your perception. So you've received the map, you've remembered the truth that your consciousness writes the code of this reality, as the solar console always says, and your body follows your energy. This simulation responds not to your effort, but to your broadcast. Universe does not speak English, it speaks frequency. Whatever frequency you're telling the universe, that's what you manifest. But knowing this is not the same thing as embodying this. This is just one glimpse of the new timeline, let's say in a meditation, that's not gonna do it. You need to hold the frequencies with your eyes open when the world around you hasn't fully caught up yet, so that you keep giving it time. It takes linear time for it here in 3D. This is exactly what we do in Transcension School. This is why I tell you to listen to the meditation every day if you can during this time as you're studying this lesson, and to really practice this seriously, commit to this. This is why we go through those meditations that have multidimensional frequency and a theta brainwave and binaural beats and everything else, to experience and integrate the frequency so they're not just mental. This is why you get those 8-hour transmissions that align you to the ultimate timeline. Like, we're literally going to hold the timeline for the Transcension School of joy, freedom, and abundance. And then within this collective one, you find your own, and we also broadcast that to help collectively shift the planetary timeline so that humanity as a concept that's anchored also in its avatar, the human bodies, can shift into a more harmonious timeline. That is really awesome. And this is why you get all this support and you can ask me questions and everything. So you don't just learn, you actually embody, okay? Because mental learning is not the same thing as changing your reality. This is where the work begins, to practice, to walk in the new avatar, to meet your day in a vibrational truth of your future self and remain that way despite the triggers, and to refuse gently but firmly to collapse back into the old code, because your soul is the original programmer and your access to the operating system is already unlocked. You literally just need to step there. So the question is, will you load the new program? Will you fully step there? That's actually up to you. This is the good news, right? You have the power to do this. The special quantum jumping into the new avatar meditation that's exclusively available for the Transcension Gate members here. That's going to guide you into the quantum, to help you dissolve the old avatar, align your frequencies to that next level timeline. Let the solar console assist you in locating that new template in the quantum field so that you can feel it, draw it to you, feel the shift. You'll know the difference. And from that state, manifestation becomes just natural. So, if you are the member of Transcension Gate already, awesome. I'm so glad you're here. Solar Console loves that you're doing the work. So your step here is put on the headphones and go into the meditation. Do not skip this. This is what's going to actually reprogram your system. And you code it with your own, of course, avatar desires. So then it becomes like a pathway for you to practice this over and over and over. And hey, if you're not a Transcension Gate member, this is your invitation again. Join us so that you can have access to all of this. Multidimensional transmissions and theta brain meditations and all sorts of other experiences that are only available here. Okay? You are the creator of your timeline, literally. You're the selector of your avatar. You are here to remember how to do this on purpose again and again and again. So be love, be free, be God. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.